Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Andre Holgate. Thanks for joining us. It is 620 here in Lansing. So, as you might guess, unions in Wisconsin and across the country think about this action by Governor Walker and his need to get out of office in a very different way. To get their perspective, I'm joined by Michael Bolton, director of the United Steelworkers Unit, representing 48,000 workers in Wisconsin and Michigan. Michael, thanks for joining us on WILS this evening.
Thanks for having me on, Mike.
And so we just had Luke Hilgeman, the head of the Wisconsin chapter of the Americans for Prosperity, on the program. He said, look, bottom line is this, that by eliminating public union collective bargaining, the state was able to save $1 billion with that step alone. The state overcame over $3 billion deficit. Is it fair to say that trying to bargain this kind of concession out of the union probably would not have worked?
Well, I don't believe that's fair to say at all. In fact, before Act 10 was passed, the public sector sent a message to the governor saying that he'd meet their monetary demands. Now, of course, the governor says that would have never worked, but he didn't even attempt to sit down and bargain as he publicly stated he would prior to being elected.
Do you think, had the governor simply pursued these additional costs for workers, for benefits, pension benefits and insurance, and left collective bargaining alone, that this recall effort would not have gone forward?
I'm not sure because of some other things, but we all know that was the catalyst that caused the protests. And since then, we have found many other things. While the governor claims to be very, have a lot of integrity, we have found video clips of him talking about dividing and conquering the state, and starting with the public sector, and then turning the state into a right to work state. So I think it would have happened sooner or later with what his game plan was.
Now, look, the unions are clearly very opposed to Governor Walker in Wisconsin, but the truth is the public there feels very differently. He's got a 51% approval rating, according to a recent poll. That's just one percentage point less than President Barack Obama. I mean, doesn't that indicate that really the unions have a unique view on the governor that the public in Wisconsin does not agree with?
Well, it depends on the methodology of the poll. I've seen a lot of polls where they have used a lot more conservatives in the poll than they generally have, and fewer independents. So I am not sure that 51% of the people in Wisconsin agree with what the governor is doing.
The other thing Luke from Americans for Prosperity mentioned is that even if the governor is recalled, the conservative legislature there has really no intention at all of reversing the elimination on collective bargaining rights. So essentially, even if the unions do win this recall effort, have they ultimately lost?
No, they haven't lost, because we'll have a governor that agrees to sit down and talk with us and agrees to work at restoring collective bargaining through legislative action. It might not happen overnight, but as I said, way back last February, we're in this for the long haul, and we will be supporting our brothers and sisters in the public sector until we get their benefits restored.
Some might wonder why a private union is supporting this recall effort against the governor. He has himself said that he views you as a partner, and that he really does have no intention of pursuing right to work legislation. So why are you, in fact, supporting his recall?
Well, number one, I'm supporting him because, an injury to one is an injury to all, number one. Number two, all our rights can be legislated away just as they did with the public sector. And while he claims to be our partner, In the last debate, when he was asked point blank, "Will you veto a right to work bill?" he sidestepped it. He said it would never get to his desk. yet we know of at least three bills that are ready to be dropped whenever they decide. They haven't been dropped now because they don't believe it was the correct political time to do that.
I see. So if he does win, you're saying you think Wisconsin will become a right-to-work state?
I think they will attempt to do that. And even if they don't attempt to do that, this is in Wisconsin, we are seeing the same thing that happened when Reagan fired air traffic controllers. Before that, it was not good public policy to replace strikers. Since the governor of Wisconsin did what he did to the public sector, we have had numerous private sector employees attempt to bargain right to work into their contracts.
How do you view what's happening in Wisconsin as compared to what we have here in Michigan? And we certainly have Republicans in full control here, but Governor Snyder said he himself has no interest in right-to-work legislation. Do you view the situation here very differently than what's happening in Wisconsin?
I think they're doing the same thing to us in Michigan as Wisconsin, just slower. It's like the death of a thousand cuts. And I know what the Governor Snyder has said. He also hasn't said he wouldn't veto it, and I've read that there are some, I think it's House members that have stated we have had our way with labor and everything we wanted to do, and we need to get to right to work. So I'm not saying that's off the table here.
Do you think, though, the politicians are reflecting a larger public desire for things to change, especially when it comes to public unions, but in general for unions to play less of a role when it comes to business?
Well, I think that's what the ultra-rich people want, for unions to have no say in the business. They would much rather have the King Surf Society of old, where all we could do is work and rest, and they would reap all the benefits. So I think the 1% want to weaken unions. The Koch brothers have said they want to.
But if let's say Governor Walker is reelected, and certainly this November, many do expect Republicans, certainly here in Michigan, in the House to hold their majority. I mean, those kinds of things, would they not reflect ultimately that this is the will of the people rather than the small minority?
No, I don't believe so. I don't believe so. I don't believe that we have seen people becoming active and being involved and becoming educated on what's going on. I don't believe that Mr. Walker winning the election tonight means that he has been empowered to do what he wants to do.
You say what's happening in Michigan is simply a slower version of what happened in Wisconsin. Do you think that we are heading in that direction, that Michigan could in fact become a right-to-work state in the foreseeable future?
I believe they will try, and that's why we're going to try very hard this November to take back the House.
30 seconds left, but tell me, what is the one strong point you could make to say that there is no benefit in becoming a right-to-work state? It would not bring in jobs. It would not make a state more job-friendly.
The only thing right-to-work will do is it will minimize the social rights and benefits that we currently enjoy in Wisconsin and Michigan. It's proven. Look at all the right-to-work states. Look at unemployment, workers' compensation, health care, and education alone, and you will know that right-to-work is not the way to go.
Well, a lot on the line this evening, and we will soon find out what, in fact, is the fate of Wisconsin Governor Walker. This has been Michael Bolton, director of the United Steelworkers Unit that represents 48,000 workers in Wisconsin and Michigan. Michael, thanks so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you, Mike.
Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Michigan Right to Life to talk about stem cell research at U of M and what it is they want to find out about that research. That is next. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS.